Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grade comments for today, Wednesday, June 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2 cents, December wheat up 3.5 cents, and November beans up 9.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 35 ticks. Crude oil is up another dollar a barrel. Gold and silver are just a little bit lower here this morning. I think the trade is talking about, the cooler, wet weather that we're seeing here. Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, a lot of states have just been hammered with rain out here. They say the beans don't like cold, wet feet, which is kind of what they got here for the time being. The beans rallied 9 cents overnight. So I think it may be in response to that. Possibly just a turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday kind of deal as well here. We've got the funds short 50, 60,000 contracts of both corn and beans. They're probably short about 20,000 wheat. They're short close to 100,000 bean oil. The only thing that they're still long is a little bit of meal. I have no idea how they justify that to anybody who's put money into that fund. But it seems as much a weather day as anything else. Now, it's going to turn hot and very dry over the weekend, as we know. But it looks like next week they put in some more rains, 80, 85 degree temps, so we don't see any problems there. But in fact, the wetter it gets out here, much past the end of the month, it's going to be a little bit of a concern. But for the time being, a lot of the crops look awful darn good. Secretary of Ag Perdue was in Chicago yesterday. He had a couple of interesting comments. It was in the Tribune this morning. It was reported. Would you say the president has a plan, even in broad strokes? What's his plan to help the American farmer? Well, that's in the president's mind. And he goes on to say that he's got a good relationship with China, but no kind of plan to help the American farmer. How does the Trump administration plan to support farmers? Any farmer, we would all rather have trade, not aid, but there's absolutely nothing of substance in here. What kind of timeline are you thinking about? Well, frankly, we're holding off announcing these kind of plans. We don't want people to get their expectations up. So, for the moment, it looks like the American farmer is taking the brunt of these trade wars, and the farmers certainly want to support Trump out here for the most part, but I don't think they should be picking up the tab. They're talking about using CCC type loans or something to help the American farmer, but there's certainly nothing concrete in place that we've seen. So we'll see where this goes, but I think the trade's focusing more on the weather right this minute. There was some talk that there are some ongoing discussions with the Chinese president, but maybe that's why we rallied a little bit here overnight. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.